right, guys, welcome back. This is episode 22.
22.
Rob, do it.
Two twos.
Today, we're talking about how entrepreneurship is on the rise. It is like, it's getting crazy, right?
Yeah, it seems like everybody kind of wants to work for themselves now instead of working for a company and punching the clock and stuff like that.
Yeah, which is exactly what we all do, right?
Like exactly.
We pretty much work for ourselves. And it's daunting sometimes. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad. There's a lot of ups and downs.
It's that feast or famine.
Why do you think people have just been so pulled towards it in the last couple of years?
I think there's been like a mentality shift of like, I'm tired of working for people. I want to work for myself. And people are becoming, I don't want to say more independent, but like less dependent. Like they want to be less dependent on like
a corporation or
a company or something like that
on
somebody else.
Right.
I feel like it's the newer generation coming, like the kids who are in college now. They're like, oh yeah, I don't want to go to college. I don't want to work, like Rob was saying, I don't want to work for a corporation. I want to start an Etsy or do something else.
Right. I think, just with the rise of social media, and I think what you said, Riley, was, you know, the generations now that are coming up is like we've been, you know, seeing more entrepreneurship than you ever have, right? Because it's really out there. It's really in your face. It's on your phone every time you open it up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so I think people just have this growing awareness of it, right? And I was reading an article here, and it just said that it was talking about exactly that, about how they said up to like 70% of kids in high school are way more aware of entrepreneurship than like anybody else ever has been.
Yeah, it was never an option. Like not that it wasn't an option, but it was never like, I never heard about it when I was in high school. And then I was like, oh, I've got to go work for a company whenever I get out. So I've got to go to college and I need to have these degrees and all this kind of stuff. And now it's like, well, there's so many different things coming. So it's like, now there's all this availability, like access to learning tools.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, you can basically teach yourself anything you need to learn, which, I mean, that's how I started my career, was I learned everything on YouTube and just searching it through Google. So that's another thing, is that it's, if you want to learn anything, you just look it up. Like you could probably become like a mortician just by learning, just by looking online and learning how to do it.
Yeah, well, and I think I 100% agree with that. And I think that it's also been starting to be okay for you to do that.
It's like the regular.
It's like people, I think back, you know, when we were growing up, and you know, Rob, I know you've got a few years on us.
Right.
Probably for you too, is like, they were like teaching you like, hey, this, you know, entrepreneurship can be scary. You know, anytime it's brought up, like, you know, you have to do all these things. But now it's like, people are being empowered to like, hey, you need to do your own thing. Like, you know, you have this calling on your life. You have this
desire, the
crazy
passion,
skill set, you know, that is natural to you.
Right.
And you working for a company or something like that is actually hindering that.
Right.
And I think people have really started to become aware of that.
I think part of that is also like just growing up, especially for me. I don't know if it happened for you guys, but everybody was like, you can be anything you want to be. Like, that was one of the main things that went on when I was a kid, was like, you can be anything you want to be. And I think that if that kept going, people are starting to like take that to heart.
Slowly see it. Yeah.
Also, I think people are sick of being told what to do.
True.
Yes.
It. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like, I don't want to go to a job where my boss is going to tell me what to do. Like, I want to do what I want to do. I like being able to come into work at 11 o'clock in the afternoon. Cause like, I'm not a morning person.
Right.
So if I have to get up at 7 o'clock to be at work at 8, it's like, I'm not going to be as productive as if I can come in at 11 and work till 7.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it has been cool. I know, Google and Apple and other big companies have started doing that,
right,
where they've been like, hey, you know, within your department, say you've got 5 people in your little department, right? And it's like, well, if you guys want to work from noon to 8 every day, like, you guys can. Like, we don't care, as long as the work gets done.
Right.
So I think that's been super cool by some of those companies. But you're right. 99% of those companies do not do that.
Right.
They expect you to come in 7 to 4, 8 to 5, whatever it is. And they expect you to take your bathroom breaks at this time. They expect you to take your lunch at this time. It's like, well, no, what if I want to take lunch at 11 today instead?
Right.
Or maybe, then they get mad at you. It's like, what?
Right. And so I think a lot of people are just annoyed at that.
Right. Yeah. Because a lot of times you're if you're working on a project, like especially a creative project like we have, if we had set hours and set breaks, like it doesn't work that way because sometimes I'm inspired to work on something and I don't want to stop.
Yeah.
Or sometimes I'm like blocked and I'm like, I need to take a break or I need to take a walk just to like clear my head and like try to get back on in the mindset. Cause yeah. you know, we all have things going on in our lives that kind of distract you from what you're working on. But, sometimes you need that break or that clarity just to be able to pull it all together. Or sometimes you're just like, I can't today. I need to go home.
Yeah. I think this happens to you guys too. Just a little bit differently when I'm mixing, like if I'm mixing for mm-hmm. like a couple hours or whatever, I will start to get ear fatigue.
Yeah.
And it will, but for like video editors, I feel like you start to get like vision fatigue
yeah.
where like you think you're making cool adjustments choices, yeah. and stuff like that. And then, but you've been at it for however many hours, doesn't matter.
15 hours sometimes.
Yeah. And then you come back the next day and you're like, what the frick was I thinking? And I've done that so many times yeah. where I'll mix for like 5 hours and I'll be like, man, this track sounded awesome. And then the next day I'll come back and I'll be like, why does it sound like garbage? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a big deal too. I think there's a lot of people who are forced to work these extended hours.
Right.
And it's actually just like degrading because they're not taking breaks. Right. They're not, you know, properly being rested. Right. Which is a big deal that I am personally still trying to learn. I finally took like a real day off.
Right.
Really?
This past week. Yeah.
Wow.
Like actually,
actually,
like
no, actually no,
and you can't
do it.
And you
no
can,
audio
because you're an entrepreneur.
Yeah, right. Well, true. Yeah, but you can also get caught in that. So that's actually a danger of what we're talking about.
Oh, that
today.
That started. That's how I started. Was I was like, I don't have to work. I did the same thing in college, man.
Very yeah. So if anything, please learn how to rest because it'll only make your work better. And I actually feel like I've been working faster.
Right.
On stuff that would take me longer if I was still like exhausted or like. You know, if you work every day, you just like it's constantly there. If you mm-hmm. take a break from it and come back to it with fresh eyes, fresh ears, fresh vision or whatever, it can be huge.
Right.
For whatever project that
right.
you're working on.
And if you're working for a company or a corporation, a lot of times it's like, I don't care how you feel. Get here and get the work done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be here at 8. I don't care if your family's doing whatever. I need you to be here. Like I'm on Reddit a lot and I read a bunch of posts about people talking about their bosses and stuff. And they're like, I don't care if you have this thing going on in your life, like the work needs to get done. Yeah, and right. it's like, but the life, why am I even working if I can't enjoy my life? Like,
yeah,
yeah.
That's my personal take.
I feel like people nowadays are finally realizing that.
Yeah. Yeah. You've got to have that work-life balance. And the best way to do that is to be an entrepreneur.
Mm.
Riley, if you
absolutely.
Don't stop.
Sorry.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to talk about the dreaded pandemic real quick.
Oh, okay.
So coming out of the pandemic, right, a lot of people got laid off, mm-hmm. right? A lot of people yep. lost their jobs or they were furloughed or...
And they had to find ways to make money.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, there was a period where you could depend on the government.
Right.
Right. And mm-hmm. and that's great, you know. But I was reading here and it said in 2020... there was a 24% jump
Ooh.
In people starting businesses.
That's wow. huge.
4.3 million businesses were born in 2020.
Wow.
Because it's like, what else people are going to do, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you can't go find a job.
Yeah, you can't even really leave your house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you're like, well, how do I start a at-home business? And, you know, welcome to the internet and social media. It's
right.
like, you can just go for it, which is super cool. And also super scary, right?
Yeah.
Because it's like, whenever I hear that, I'm like, oh, am I going to like be put out of business by all these other people? You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
But no, it's like people just, I think people, a lot of people came and realized they're like, oh, I don't have to be doing what I've been doing for the past decade.
Right.
And that's huge.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like, especially for me, like I enjoy being my own boss because I know when to be lenient on myself.
Yep.
I know when to be hard on myself. And I know that if I don't work, my bills aren't going to get paid. So,
right.
Cause like, you know, when you have a job, you get like PTO and things like that. And you're yeah. just like, I'm going to take this day off or mm-hmm. whatever. But it's when you're self-employed, you have to decide how many of those days you give yourself and
right.
all that kind of stuff. So it's up to you to going back to the rest thing. Like it's up to you when to decide to do that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it's like people were resting every day. Right. And they're getting antsy. They
right.
need to do
yeah.
something, right?
Yep.
In the pandemic.
I've noticed that. Like, I'll take, when I used to actually work in an actual, like, job where I had it, like, it was 8-4 or whatever, when I would have a day off, I'd be like, I gotta do, or I'd take a week off or whatever. I'd be like, I gotta do something. I can't sit here and just watch TV all day. I've got to do something.
Yeah.
So I think some of the entrepreneurship was born out of that as well. People just being like, I gotta do something.
Yeah.
Even if they did have the government money coming in.
Yeah. There's like discontent.
Yeah. You're just like, I gotta do something. And then a lot of times they do something and find out they're really good at it, start a business, Etsy, you know, whatever.
Yeah. They quit their jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I wonder how companies feel about that. Then people are like, hey, I'm just going to quit my job. Then
Adapt or die, really.
What are they going to do? Yeah, exactly.
It's adapt or die. So you've got to, like, if you have a bunch of people who want time off and you're not going to give them time off and they're just going to go do it themselves, if you want to keep people, you're like, well, I guess I need to give them the option, like Google does, to where you can work whatever time you want, just as long as the job gets done.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think that's personally something that just needs to be implemented.
Right. And there are obviously certain exceptions like customer service and stuff like that where you have certain hours, because if somebody's going to call you at 8 o'clock in the morning, you can't have everybody showing up at noon.
Yeah. 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 That is fair. But there are people who want to work at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Yeah. There are. There are
there's nothing wrong with that.
They're like, let me get in and get the day over so I can have the rest of my night. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's talk about kind of the nostalgia. Yeah. Entrepreneurship with youth right now is like what you see on social media. What do you guys think about that?
I think it's the entrepreneurship is just taking over the youngest generation, because me and Prescott were at John A the other day, and this kid was like, can you like take my video? I was like, yeah, sure, like we got you in the video, dude, like don't worry about it. He's like, we could post it on the internet and we could make money. I was like, this guy's like a young entrepreneur. This kid was 9. I was like, if I knew that at the age of 9, I'd be like a millionaire. I wish, but
Riley is a workhorse.
Yeah,
I try to.
Yeah, Riley doesn't stop. It seems like sometimes. So, you know, like whenever, like it's almost like a euphoric experience. Like you see all these, you know, 19, 20 year olds,
right.
You know, like they're having these crazy lifestyles, right? Because they're posting videos on YouTube, and
right.
So then now everybody's like going towards that. They're working towards that.
Mm-hmm.
In my personal opinion, and I know Angie loves it when we use our opinions.
Oh boy.
What's the point of a podcast without giving your opinion?
Right.
True.
It's not good, because it's like they're only seeing the highlights.
Yeah, it's curated.
They're only seeing
curated.
The highlights. Yeah, you're only seeing the good stuff. While there are bad signs of entrepreneurship, they're like doing your taxes and. Oof. Like background, like back office work that you have to do for your own business and stuff like that. It's not fun.
Right. Oh, yeah. No.
It's not fun at all.
Not even a little
especially
bit.
Especially if you like get like a merch shop and going and stuff like that.
Yeah. And so I think, you know, everybody's chasing experiences, right? So you see all this and it's like entrepreneurship is so great. It's so fun. But it's not for everyone.
No.
Yeah. Like, no. Yeah. You have to be motivated and you have to push yourself.
Yeah. You need to want it so badly. You got to outwork the people who is working. By your side.
That sounds like something you'd read on Instagram.
Right. Just got called out. No, but yeah. I mean, you have to be diligent in doing the things that aren't fun, like being in the dirt,
right?
You know, of your business
and
getting it started that way.
So one thing I heard one time was it really helped me a lot to understand, like to have kind of a business mindset, is where I was watching. Last Man Standing, and this goes for people who have the ability to hire people. So his wife started a tutoring business, and she got so big so fast that she had to like start hiring people to tutor, and she was off doing the paperwork. And her husband, I don't remember his name in the show. It's Tim Allen's character.
Yeah.
He comes in, and he's like, "So what you should do is you should hire people to do the things you don't want to do." Hire the people to handle the paperwork, and then you continue tutoring.
Right.
And I'm like, because most people, I think, you know, I don't have any facts to back that up. you know, you hear about people like, I started a business, but I'm stuck doing the paperwork all the time. And
right.
I have all these other people out doing the stuff I want to do. Like, switch it up.
Yeah.
Like, hire people to do the paperwork.
Right.
Instead of hiring people to do the stuff.
Yeah, because there are other businesses that will want to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, when you get to a certain point, you should not be doing your own taxes.
Right. Like, I have a CPA
right.
who handles that stuff for me because I just don't want to do it.
Yeah, because it's not fun. And it takes you out, especially for, you know, people like us. Who are, you know, audio engineers, videographers,
right.
editors, is it takes you out of that creative mode.
Right.
And when you're out of that creative mode, then you're not doing good work.
Right. That's when you need to go for a walk and clear your head.
When you're not doing good work, you're not making good money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just that you get in that cycle, right? It's like you get stuck doing the mundane things right. instead of just, hey, maybe I should just pay for that.
Right.
And I know sometimes, you know, people just can't pay for it, right? Like right. you're starting out. Yeah. It just is what it is. Like learn the most that you can, do the best that you can, and just keep going until you can put yourself in a situation where you can pay people. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
So, okay. So back to the whole nostalgia thing.
Right.
Millennials have been using it to, you know, get more views, get more engagement
right.
on their posts and their videos. Yeah.
It's kind of becoming like clickbait.
Yeah. Because it's like they're playing, you know, maybe a song from the '80s or nineties.
Right. So what's the deal with that?
Like, I'm not sure.
So like, cause like, I think that's where like Stranger Things came from.
Yeah.
Like the nostalgia mm-hmm. of the '80s and it's marketed toward
younger
people
generation.
who are more my age.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't understand the phenomenon. Like I'm not super into the nostalgia thing, so I don't understand the phenomenon of why people like fawn over like, oh my gosh, this happened when I was younger. You know, the whole like, do you know how to use a rotary telephone and
yeah,
just all that kind of stuff.
It takes people out of their current circumstance.
I guess it's because it's comfortable, maybe.
And it puts you into almost a euphoric state.
Okay.
Where you're like, man, I remember the good old days. And you start to forget about all your worries and your fears that you're having in the moment because now you're going back to having this thought in this moment where you were happy and nothing else mattered, right?
That makes sense.
Yeah. And so that's a really big deal is because it takes people out. There's no other way to say that, but it takes people out of their own crap.
Right.
You know, because you get into like this crap every day where you're like, oh, I'm worried about this or I regret doing that. Or like, I don't know what's going to happen next or, you know, this or that. Right. You have all this crap that builds up in your mind and it's just crap. Right. None of it's actually real or happening. Right. It's all happening in your mind. And so a lot of people love this nostalgia stuff and it's taking off because again, it just takes you out of your current state
okay.
and puts you somewhere else just for a moment.
Right. Yeah. Now that you mention it, I remember I used to play this video game when I was in high school, when I lived with my parents, it was called Driver. Basically you just drive this car around. And I loved playing that game all the time. And then I would always listen to Three Doors Down while I was playing it. And anytime I hear a Three Doors Down song, it kind of takes me back to that.
Yep.
So that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Riley, do you have any nostalgic moments?
I don't know.
I don't think he's old enough to have any nostalgia.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
I was making a joke on how young he is.
I don't know, really.
See, for me, it's Star Wars.
Yeah, like, I was going to say Star Wars, but I didn't want to be like super nerdy.
Because I always, I watched
it. I know, that's the point.
I watched it growing up as a kid, like nonstop.
Right.
So every time I hear like the theme song or all these new series coming out, you know, so at the moment is blowing my mind and I'm just going crazy over it. And like every time I'm watching one of the new episodes or something, I don't care about anything that's going on in the outside world. Like the whole world could be falling apart and being bombed, but I am watching Star Wars and life is good. Right.
And especially if you had surround sound, you wouldn't even know the world's being bombed.
Yeah, exactly.
It would sound just like it.
Walk outside. You're like, oh man, it's actually Star Wars.
And this is why Disney has so much money.
Right. Exactly. And I think I bet that they are actually playing on that nostalgia factor.
That's 100%.
That's where the Mandalorian came from and all these other, like the, what are they, like the in-between movies, like Rogue One and Han Solo or Solo and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's where all that came from is the nostalgia because they're like, you know, they had a board meeting at Disney and they were like, all right, listen, everybody wants what happened in the past. Like they miss it. So we need to like capitalize on it right now and spend hundreds of millions of dollars making all these movies so that people will go see them just because it's got the word Star Wars in it.
Boom. Yep. So true.
Yeah.
But nostalgia can sometimes be like a bad thing, like in video games.
Oh, sure.
There might be a game coming, like, for instance, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2. they're going to release a remastered version. It could be good. It could be bad.
Yeah, because people could spend hours and days just sitting and there playing.
But everyone loved the original, so it could be good. It could be bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it just depends. And it depends on how you look at it, right? Like, like if you love video games and that's part of your life, just let it be part of your life, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're like me who, if I go back to playing video games, it might ruin my life. Right. So I will stay away from it as much as I can.
You just need to learn how to wait. You need to learn, become an entrepreneur and make money playing video games.
Yeah, become a streamer.
I wouldn't be able to do that, though, because like I've now realized that like I can't just sit there and play video games for hours on
end. You can just be an entertainer. And
we're trying to convince you. We're trying to
do
convince
different
you to
things. Stop. And
this peer pressure.
No, just say, think of it as like extra income.
No. All right, you guys have anything else for today?
No, I'm good.
Awesome. All right, thank you guys for checking out the episode. If you're thinking about being an entrepreneur,
do it.
You just go for it. Like, just try it. Like, you're just here, right? You're living life. Just try it. Like, if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. Go back to a job. Who cares, right? Like, just try it. I know everybody's been wanting to try it.
Right.
Just try it.
So I know you're trying to wrap up, but that just reminded me. Like, when I first started my business, I was like, I'm going to start a business. Like a week later, I'm going to start a business. But yep. I was already doing it, and I was like, mm-hmm. I'm going to start a business. And then the next day, I was like, I'm just going to tell people I have a business.
Yep.
So then that's how it started. I met a dude, and he was like, what do you do? And I was like, I do web design, graphic design. He goes, oh, cool, I need a website. And I'm like, oh, well, that was easy enough.
Yeah.
I was like, I have a graphic design business, is what I said. Mm. And I was like, that was easy enough. So just do it. Like, just say, hey.
Just
I have a business.
Yeah, I feel like I know you're trying to.
No, you're good. Good. Go ahead.
I feel like the older people, like the people who are like older than me and Rob and Angie's age, I feel like they have a hard time getting out of that basic 9 to 5.
Yeah, because that was ingrained.
That was ingrained in their brain.
It's what they were taught. Yeah,
And I feel like it's kind of hard for them to jump out and do be an entrepreneurship, but mm-hmm. anybody can do it.
Oh yeah, I mean I've seen countless numbers.
Yeah,
my dad just retired, okay, and he just started a realtor business.
Nice. Heck yeah, that's awesome.
And he's probably gonna make a ton of money because he's really good at selling. So, which is hilarious. And the best thing about it is they have plenty of money. He just wants to do something.
Right. It's not about the money.
No.
That goes back to what I was saying earlier, where you're just like, you can't sit around all day. You're like, I have to do something.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got to do something.
Exactly. But after you start your business and you're going for a little bit, you're gonna need some marketing videos, right?
Absolutely.
You're gonna need maybe a website redesign.
Yeah.
You're gonna need some social posts. Yeah, social media posts and content.
TV commercials.
And we are here.
Yes.
That's what we
growing.media at Instagram and Facebook, growingmediamarketing.com. Please reach out to us. We will help you make more money and grow your business. It's gonna be great.
Yeah. It's gonna be great.
All right, see you guys.
Bye.